The US drone campaign in Pakistan is back in the limelight. Over the past week, Washington has carried out at least 7 drone strikes in the country's tribal areas. The latest CIA-led drone attacks have killed at least 26 people. The US claimed that those killed had been militants, but there has been no conclusive evidence to back such a claim. The United States suspended drone strikes in Pakistan for the first 6 months of 2014, while Islamabad pursued peace talks with pro-Taliban militants. The sudden surge in drone strikes is said to be attributed to a secret deal between Islamabad and Washington. Some analysts believe that the recent drone strikes might be carried out in coordination with the Pakistan military, which is undertaking a full-scale offensive against the militants in North Waziristan.
Drone attacks at the moment which are taking place are mostly in North Waziristan, although one or two have been also taking place in South Waziristan. And it is in the same areas where Pakistan itself is also making airstrikes and so. So I personally think that there is some sort of a coordination at that level.
Pakistan has repeatedly condemned the US drone program as violation of its territorial integrity and sovereignty. It also strongly denies any understanding with the US over the strikes.
We repeatedly, from this forum and at every forum, we have explained our position. We condemn drone strikes. We condemn them for violation of our territorial integrity. We condemn them because of the collateral damage.
Thousands of people, mostly civilians, have been reportedly killed in U.S. drone attacks since 2004 in Pakistan. The drone program is highly unpopular in Pakistan and is seen as the major reason behind growing anti-American sentiments in the country. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.